Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the stations you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, of course, if you like to give us a call, we're supposed to have Daniel New here. But so far he hasn't shown up, so we'd be glad to talk to you if you call us at 1-800-259-5791. But Daniel New was going to talk about his son, Michael New, who, of course, had refused to wear the UN blue on his uniform as they were bringing the one of the military units that he belonged to under United Nations control. And he said this was certainly a violation of the Uniform Code of Military Justice. He was not to serve under a foreign flag for a foreign nation. That's what the rules of the army are. But, of course, they got him for disobeying a direct order, even though the order was illegal. And, of course, the Supreme Court won't hear this. Why? Well, because, of course, the Supreme Court is controlled by people who go along with the globalist agenda, and that's really what it's all about. The whole idea, eventually, we will do away with our army, and, of course, we will certainly have a one-world army. They want a one-world court. They want a one-world army. They want a one-world police force. That's the Interpol. Certainly, they want a one-world assembly. That's the General Assembly. They want an executive branch, and they have their executive branch. That's the Secretariat. Everything is in place. The only thing they need right now is a tax, and although they're getting money from the various countries, once they have that tax, and I think it'll only be a matter of time before they get it, then they will have everything in place for the government, and this is what it's really all about. This is what the Security and Prosperity Partnership is about. This is what the NAFTA highway is about. This is what the North American Union and the European Union and the South American Union and the African Union and the Asian Union and the Union of Arab Countries. It's all about bringing about a one-world government. And this has been the goal of the secret societies down through the ages. The Novo Ordo Seclorum, the new secular order. There's the interpretation of that. And, of course, you know, all you need to remember is when George Bush concluded his second inaugural address, he talked about when our founders declared a new order of the ages, they were acting on an ancient hope that is meant to be fulfilled. When our founders declared a new order of the ages, and then he puts in a couple of sentences there, phrases to confuse you, but then he concludes, well, they were acting on an ancient hope that is meant to be fulfilled. What is the ancient hope? The new order of the ages. What is the new order of the ages? You go up on the internet and Google it in, and you'll find it's Novo Ordo Seclorum, the slogan that's on the back of the dollar bill. That was placed there in 1782 by a group of people who were dedicated to this whole idea of the one-world government. And of course, Michael New certainly tried to block that, what he was doing, whether he realized it or not, when he refused a direct order to assume and to take on the UN bloom, was to challenge the authority of some of the richest and most powerful men in the world. Well, this isn't... Michael New who did, but right now we have Daniel New with us, who is Michael's dad. Hi, Daniel. Do you remember when we had lunch together at a restaurant there? I've even forgotten where it was, but I remember we had a wonderful time.
Oh, my goodness. I don't think my memory doesn't go that far back anymore.
All right, fine. Well,
I'm actually gotten to the point now I can hide my own Easter eggs, so, you know.
Okay. And you're always surprised when you find them, huh?
Yeah.
All right, fine. Well, because I've even forgotten what conference it was, but I remember that we were sitting outside in this almost garden-like atmosphere talking about your dreams and your aspirations, and we'll talk more about it in a few moments.
This is Elizabeth Border. News alert. Twice a month, you can now get the Divided Kingdom's brand new newsletter. Concise, hard-hitting, the first issue discusses two vital questions, war in Iran, a coming one-world church. In the first issue is included a pungent discussion of NWO numerology. For a free sample copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier, write to Post Office Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. A yearly subscription is only $50 for a newsletter that comes not once, but twice every month. Get the spiritual support you need right now for your free sample copy to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Once again, for your free copy of the Divided Kingdom Dossier newsletter, write to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Not making the money you were expecting, signing into the hottest new MLM business? It's not that that business is not performing. It's simply that you don't have the proper tools to succeed. Take it from me, Craig Walcott, producer of Exercise is Suicide. Being in the MLM business since 1989, I've learned what it takes to be successful in any business venture. And I'm here to share those amazing tools with you. Get a subscription to MLMincorporated.com. You'll be provided with a 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Marketing seminar where you'll learn the secret recruiting techniques of the networking elite. Why recruit one or two a month when you can recruit 5 or 10 per day, all from the comfort of your home? Learn to explode your business using our lead generating system or create your own. Radio, TV, internet, mail order, we teach it all. As an added bonus, MLM Incorporated will conduct all company introductory calls on your behalf. Plus so much more. Start making the money you expected and the money you deserved right now. Visit MLMincorporated.com and learn how GCN listeners like you have started making more money faster than they ever thought possible. That's MLMincorporated.com. Do it now.
Well, Dr. Stanback here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. Our guest this afternoon is Michael Dew's father, Daniel Dew. So, Daniel, why don't you tell us, what the implications are of the fact that the Supreme Court would not hear your son's appeal? It seems to me that they weren't very interested in trying to address the globalist implications of your son's decision to violate a direct order. What are your thoughts?
Well, first of all, the court would say, and those representing the court would say, that what was at issue there in the court had nothing to do with Michael or with his issues regarding the United Nations. The issue that we've been fighting for 11 and a half years in the courts has been a question of whether or not the initial court-martial in 1996 was flawed because he was not allowed to introduce evidence in his own defense. So, rather than been fighting the proper battle, we've been fighting a legal battle over due process and over the standard of review. And first of all, it was over jurisdiction, but that was finally settled by exhausting every court in the land on both sides of the fence, both military and civilian. So we finally got that out of the way. But because for a long time the Army was arguing, well, this is a political matter, it doesn't belong in a military court. Then we go to a civilian court and they say, no, this is a military matter, doesn't belong in a political court. So we hit them all. And we hit 4 on the military side and 4 on the civilian side. In the end, they just said, Judge Friedman in the district court argued this was a congressional matter. Congress should have taken care of this little problem a long time ago, and we can't argue with that. Congress, there's been a real interruption of the balance of powers when the president issued this illegal executive order back in 1994, when President Clinton issued an order for the Presidential Decision Directive number 25, and which he and for those of your listeners who may have not been up to speed on that particular one, if that one missed them, that's the executive order where Mr. Clinton authorized Mr. Clinton to ignore the Constitution and to ignore Congress, to ignore existing statutory law, and to place American soldiers under the United Nations without their permission and against their wishes, and I think in violation of the constitutional duties. So, at any rate, we didn't get to those merits. We've never gotten to those merits, and it looks like we never will, because we've lost on due process. We were not Michael was not allowed to introduce evidence in his own defense in the court-martial, and therefore the Army very cleverly kept the battlefield somewhere else. You know, if you're a military guy or you're a general in an army and you know you're about to get beat, well, the smartest thing you can do is a tactical advance to the rear and go find yourself another battlefield where you might have a better chance of winning. And that's what they did. They took us to into arguing technicalities instead of arguing the merits of the case. And so,
but wasn't there some way you could keep them from doing that?
There was nothing we could do about it. I mean, in the beginning, when he put, we came forward with a ton of evidence to prove that the order, the uniform change was unauthorized by Army regulations. The chain of command was unconstitutional. And the deployment, it turned out, to Macedonia was illegal, although Michael did not know that in the beginning. You mentioned in the beginning of your monologue there that Michael may or may not have understood what he was doing, and I think on his level at 22 years old, he did, because at one point he was filling out a questionnaire, he told me once, and among other things, he had to list his MOS, his military occupational specialty, and of course they all knew all the answers to that stuff, but it's just pro forma stuff. So instead of putting medic, he put saving Western civilization, which brought not a smile to the eyes of the sergeant, who didn't think it was funny, but he was just messing with him a little bit, and he understood the gravity of the steps that he was taking. But when the judge says to this court martial, to the jury, he says, "Gentlemen, I've looked at the evidence, and Stan, I'm convinced that there's no way that they could have found five men in the Army who would have voted to convict him if they had been honest men, if we could put the evidence on the table." And so the judge says to the jury, "Gentlemen, I've looked at the evidence. I have decided the order was lawful. Therefore, you will not be allowed to see any evidence. You will answer one question. Did he or did he not obey the order?" And of course, he was guilty on those terms.
But of course, the thing is that it is a precedent that you are not to follow an unlawful order. That was the Nuremberg precedent.
That's right.
And
that's
if you were given an order that was illegal, why, you had a moral and legal obligation not to obey it. And
that's right.
And they totally ignored the Nuremberg precedent then.
He declared by fiat that the order was lawful. And when he did that, he put us in a position of insisting, wait a minute, we're not allowed to present our evidence. So all of our appeals had to be based upon that first, because otherwise we've been through a kangaroo court. And that's exactly what we've done. We've gone through a kangaroo court system. And so it's been an important battle for military personnel, a battle which we've lost. And the National Institute for Military Justice actually came in on that last go-round and filed an amicus brief on our behalf with the court, friend of the court brief, saying, wait a minute, you can't do this to military people. They've got to have the right to defend themselves. You're destroying the standards of review that are very well established. But even at that, and someone said to me, why on earth would they be willing to upset their standards of review that have been so carefully crafted for 40 years? And that's, the courts almost seem to care more about that than they do about who wins and who loses. And the only thing I can think is that you can either, sometimes when you're caught out, when you're doing something you shouldn't be doing, you have a choice of either looking like a fool or letting the truth be known. And I don't think they want the truth to be known that what's happened here is that there's treason afoot, and that this republic is being systematically dismantled and destroyed. And it's better to be thought incompetent than to be thought traitorous.
And, of course, you know, it's really very interesting that according to this terrorist act, I've forgotten if it's the Patriot Act or one of the others, but the definition of a terrorist is somebody who wants to change our form of government. Well, that would mean that these people, these globalists, the CFR people, the Bilderbergers, the Club of Rome, all of these other people who want to bring in this new world order, by the very definition of our own laws, are terrorists, and of course should be handled appropriately. But of course the chances that that will happen are very slim. But these people have no loyalty to America. David Rockefeller said as much in his memoirs on page 405. And if you haven't read what he said there about, he and his family have been accused of being a cabal that was plotting against the United States, to create a new economic order. And then he wanted to plead guilty to that, if that was the charge. He, for all intents and purposes, without any question, admitted he is a traitor to America. His loyalty is not to America, but to this new global system, this new global economic and political system that he and his followers follow. And here's this little guy named, Michael New, who's challenging the richest and most powerful man in the world. Well, of course he had to squash him, but by so doing, why it should become very, very obvious to anybody studying the case, who the real traitors are to America.
Yes, we agree with you 100%, of course. And as I was talking to a fellow today who's a veteran who, to be honest, oh goodness, it was just an hour ago, up in Seattle, and this old sergeant from World War II, veteran, who I honestly thought that he was going to possibly expire on me on the phone call. He was so distraught. He had not heard the words, and I was trying to encourage him. Look, we're frustrated. We're very frustrated, and we're not happy. But keep in mind that first of all, as believers, as Christians, we serve a higher power, and we mustn't let our eyes come off of that. That the blessings of God have been on this nation for a long time, as it recognized God. But when it ceases to recognize God, it loses those blessings, and that happens in history. And so it's not the end of it. May be the end of the republic, but it's not the end of the world. And we happen to be on the winning team.
Well, I think, of course, people have to understand that there is a spiritual aspect to this whole movement for globalism. And until you understand what energizes these people in this age of plan that goes back 6,000 years to bring about this world government, this is what motivated certainly Nimrod and the leaders of Assyria and the pharaohs and certainly the other great ancient civilizations. They all wanted to create this world government. This is what certainly energized Alexander the Great in his desire to bring about this world government. And he did come, at least as far as the known world, pretty close to get everything in the western part of it, although he never had was able to get ever really into Asia. But now, really, what's so amazing is that the people on the other side, the globalists, really are on the verge of controlling the entire world. That's why America has troops in 130 nations in the world, why we are actually shutting down American army bases, and we have over 700 military bases throughout the world, and nobody ever asked why.
Yep. You're absolutely right, and so this is one of the reasons that it pleases me to be asked to speak from time to time and to be active in the Constitution Party, because I recognize politically that the chances of us taking power or assuming the mantle of leadership in this country may be pretty slim, but at the same time, we've got to stand up for what we know is right, what we believe is right, and then from there, invite those who do have a grasp of what's right and wrong to stand with us and give them an opportunity to take that stand.
Well, I think that, of course, right now the Constitution Party is doing a great job of trying to educate the people about what's really going on. And certainly a vote for either the Republicans or the Democrats is a vote for the same political party. And we have to get that message out. We're going to be back in just a moment with Daniel New. Right here at Genesis.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
There. I am not running for office. I am attempting to educate and have been for a long time educating those that who will listen to me for even longer than Michael has been in uniform. And we've been active with the Constitution Party since 1996. I did vote for them in 92, but in 96 I helped organize the party in Texas. And although it's a really uphill battle in Texas, the cards are really stacked against third parties. But worse than that, I think the problem is that the American people simply are not interested in their liberty. They are, and nor really do I think they're seriously interested in their security. I think they're interested in their own self aggrandizement, in their own the pursuit of self gratification. And I don't think I think they're just as asleep as they can be in terms of spiritual things and in terms of liberty, and no nation can stand that for long.
Well, I think that we're in for some very, very difficult times. It's when times get difficult, financial times. I think there's going to be a lot of violence in America. I think there's going to be a lot of chaos and crisis and perhaps even famine and disease in America. And when things begin to turn bad, that's when people begin asking questions. And so I do what I do, not because I think that at the present time, in the present climate, I can change anything. But I believe that when things begin to get bad, I want tens of thousands of people out there who have the answers and have the DVDs and the videos and the 4-tape sets and the books and other things that are, and the knowledge that they can begin to talk to people and explain to them the spiritual forces which are behind this move towards globalism and how they have been manipulated. And I remember 45 years ago when I first came to realize that I'd been programmed in the university.
Yes.
And it was at that time that I began to break loose from those chains that had been had ensnared me when I was at the University of California, and when I could once begin to think independently, how exciting it was. And so this is my hope, is that as things get worse, if we look at it from the point of view of practicality, worse is going to be a lot better.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, because is it not true that hard times make strong people?
Amen.
Just as our soft and easy times have made for a flabby and lazy nation, it doesn't take long to toughen up when we enter into a hard period of depression or civil unrest. And I think a lot of good people will come out of it, a lot of people with a strong faith. And I do have confidence in the American people and in the deep spiritual roots that are still there.
And, you know, we have so many things. Remember, when we can point out that they're poisoning our military, that they're destroying the health of our military intentionally, and we look and see what's happening to all the boys who came back from the first Gulf War and the second Gulf War, and how many of them are still ill and on permanent disability. We've never seen this in any of our previous wars. And then, of course, when we see what they're doing to our children, one in every six American children has some sort of a neurodevelopmental abnormality, and about one in every six has asthma. This just doesn't happen. Doesn't occur in other countries.
No.
And yet they tell us, we're from the government. We're here to help you, and we can guarantee that vaccines are perfectly safe.
True.
And, of course, they know that they're not.
And I don't
lying to the public. Once we can begin to get people to understand the degree of evil we're up against, and that they and their children and their grandchildren, whose lives are at stake, at that point they're going to begin to think.
I agree, and I don't have the statistics in front of me, but the number of kids on Ritalin today is an incredibly early age for them to be putting these kids on medicines that control their mood swings and basically level them out so that they can be manipulated, and it cannot be healthy for them. But worse yet, of course, is the idea that we build into them that the concept that the Big Brother will take care of you, just let the government take care of it, and you can trust them. Are you there? I think I've lost my connection.
Yeah, no, there we are. Okay,
there we
me?
Go. Okay,
right.
Good.
Yeah, I think it's going to come as quite a shock when they understand that the government doesn't have the money. It doesn't have the capacity. It really isn't interested in them. At that point, you know, when suddenly they begin to understand the nature of the evil we're up against, I'm hoping and praying that there's going to be a drive to retake our country. Anyway, that's my goal. That's my objective. I'm sure that is the objective of Daniel New as well. When we get back, we'll welcome your calls from out across America at 1-800-259-5791. We'd really like to know what you think about what's going on today.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. or call toll free 877-300-7645.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using this similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Daniel Du, and our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. Well, what's Michael doing now? Has he gotten on with his life and picked up and gone on from there?
Oh, absolutely. He's going to college. He's about to graduate from Sam Houston State University in Huntsville, Texas, just north of Houston, studying information technology and geography as it relates to that, which is interesting. And he's doing fine. I asked him how he felt about this, and of course he said, well, mixed emotions. He said, I can't help but feel both disappointed and angry at the way it turned out, but at the same time I have to admit I'm a little bit relieved that the battle's over, at least as far as his court battles are concerned. So that's a relief to him, I'm sure, but at the same time, he never flinched in terms of being willing to show up in court where it counts, and that was his role in that particular thing, and he did well with it.
Well, did the Army put him under tremendous pressure to try to get him to buckle?
Oh, absolutely. He was threatened with prison, and told that he was, if he didn't obey orders, he would have to, he'd go to prison. And he said, well, you know, every other order that I've ever been given had a legal basis in law, so I want to see the legal basis for this order. And they came back. It took them about a week to figure it out, to find it. They came back to him and they said, well, we found it. It's an executive order, PDD 25, which I've already mentioned. And he said, Bill Clinton's authorized himself to do this. And he said, fine, let me see it. And they said, no, you can't see it. It's classified. Just take our word for it. And he laughed at them. He said, come on, what is this, the Soviet Union? He said, you can't do that. You can't just make up secret laws and then put people in prison when they don't obey them. That's not the United States of America. That's not the republic that I took an oath to. And he says, you might as well put me in prison because I'm not going to wear that uniform if that's the basis for it. It sort of floored them because I think they thought they could intimidate him, and they just picked on the wrong kid, or young man, I should say, because he, you know, peer pressure didn't bother him, and neither did a false threat. And so he said, no, thank you.
And so they eventually just spared him out of the army. Then I
sure he was. They asked the jury, the panel, to give him a dishonorable discharge and to then give him time in Leavenworth. Instead, those men came back and surprised, shocked, I think, the Pentagon by giving him a bad conduct discharge, which didn't carry any prison time. It was really a severe slap on the wrist. He lost his GI Bill. He lost a few benefits. He can't be buried in a national cemetery, or he doesn't get the medical benefits at VA hospitals where he gets another opportunity to die for his country, the way it's going. But he's there's a social stigma to it. But in his case, I think it's a price he's willing to pay.
Well, I think he was absolutely right, and I think there are a lot of people who believe he's a very courageous young man, and I'm among those. So
yeah.
You got to do what's right. You got to stand for what's right. And I think that, you know, one person was able to challenge this whole globalist facade. You know, you have the impression that, you know, this is a 10,000-pound gorilla. And it's really not. I mean, we're seeing this certainly down in your state there, and in Texas, you know, where of course the globalists were just going to put through their highway. Well, I understand now that the state legislature, you know, the House voted, I don't know, 95%, 99%.
139-1.
139-1 against the highway, put a 2-year suspension.
Yes, so it's
vetoproof. I mean, the other side just can't believe it, you know. The Senate went just about, almost, I think, maybe three or four.
Not quite that many, but yeah, it was about the same percentage, pretty close.
But the thing is that suddenly now the federal government's saying, well, if you just don't go along with this, we're going to take away your federal highway funds. We're going to punish you for doing what you should be able to do with your own state.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have a right. Well, this is not even being built by the state. It's being built by a foreign concern. It's part of a major plan to actually destroy this country, and goes right along with the Security and Prosperity Partnership.
Yeah.
And I think we've seen in Texas that the vast majority of the people and the vast majority of the legislatures, almost all of them, don't want this. And here's this 10,000-pound gorilla yelling and screaming and beating its chest and saying, you don't have a right to make these decisions. We know what's right for you, and we're in charge here. And I think people are beginning to wake up, don't you?
Oh, I think that in some areas there are. In fact, there's probably some people awake in every area, and every person is awake in one or more areas. But they're not. They haven't put the pieces together yet, and haven't seen that it's all part of a whole. And I do think, though, that a lot of people are waking up, and it's exciting to see. The government is marketing these things in such a way that you don't see the puzzle, you don't see the whole fabric. For example, I remember our own Congressman John Carter, Republican, saying on the radio, well, you know, people were calling him and complaining about this highway, and he said, look, it's a state matter. It has nothing to do with the feds. I can't help you. Then you turn around, and when we vote against it in the state house, all of a sudden, the feds are up in arms because it's not just a state matter, but they all can hide behind each other's skirts and point in another direction and say, don't look at us. We're not part of the solution.
Well, of course, that you simply point out that now that it is a federal issue, what is he going to do about it? And I'm sure he's going to just try crayfish. But these people, the last thing they want is for their constituents to know that so many of our congressmen have no loyalty to America. They've sold out to those people, the traitors who would destroy the sovereignty of our nation and merge us into this one world government. First of all, into the North American Union, but that's just a stepping stone to joining all these areas. To
regionalism. Regionalism is the key.
Right.
It will take us together into this greater prosperity circle, which has such ominous tones to you and me.
Well, of course, there may be greater prosperity for some, but it's going to be a lot less prosperity for most because it's going to destroy the industrial base of our society. It's going to destroy the jobs of so many of our people and lowering our living standards. And if anybody believes what the government says, that there's no inflation, look at the price of corn. Look at the price of wheat. Look at the price of meat and what's happening to meat and poultry and eggs and all of the byproducts, and then tell me there's no inflation.
Sure, and then tell me there's no inflation. Look at the price of money. Right. How many hours now does it take to buy something to earn the paper to buy what you used to be able to buy in 1960, a gallon of gas for 19.9 cents? You know, now that it's $3 roughly, and it's not that. That oil costs more. Oil is actually cheaper today when measured by gold than it was in 1960. But in terms of paper dollars, it's way, way off the chart. And someone the other day said, I pulled out a $100 bill. He said, do you have a counterfeit? I said, sorry, I'm out of counterfeits. He says, well, I prefer those. They're worth more. I said, how do you figure that? He said, well, a counterfeit's only worthless. Whereas a Federal Reserve note has the whole weight of the national debt behind it. I think I'd rather have the counterfeit. That struck me as a humorous way of expressing it, but this guy understood it.
Well, I'm sure he said that with somewhat tongue-in-cheek, but I'm sure
he did.
A very, very good point. And people must understand that when they tell you there's no inflation, of course, what they've done, they've included the price of food, and they've excluded the price of fuel, gasoline. Well, how can you exclude those things when that's where the prices are going up? But, you know, even if you begin looking at the things we're importing, and I wear imported shirts, you know, they're cheap and well-made, and but they've gone up about 30% here in the last couple of years, and you tell me there's no inflation? I mean, you're either going to have to be incredibly foolish or simply you're not thinking at all. People, once they begin to understand that the government lies, that they're lying about everything, and it is all part of this whole globalist program to impoverish the American people and transfer our wealth out there. And once people begin to get hit in the pocketbook at that point, why, they're really going to begin looking around to see what's happening. And we've got to have our people there to give them the answers. Our telephone number, 1-800-259-5791. Our guest is Daniel New, who's Michael New's dad, and we're simply talking about the fact that, well, maybe things are really going to get better once they get a lot worse. And believe me, they are going to get a lot worse, and I just hope and pray they'll get better. Well, now, what are some of the other issues that you think are important as far as the people are concerned? Well, what about down there in Texas, you know? Because what they do is they isolate us. You have the things that you're interested in Texas. We have the things we're interested in California. And the things that go on in Texas, we will never hear about in California and vice versa.
Well, one of the things that certainly got to be pressing to people all across the country, and everyone recognizes it's both national, international, as well as local to my bank account, and that is the level of debt and the level of bondage that goes with that debt. People don't seem to understand that debt is a form of slavery. It's a form of bondage. And the mortgage industry in particular, this is a problem that faces the whole country, and the only party that I know of that proposes a sound gold-silver standard of money is a Constitution Party. So, again, it comes back to we've got to get out of debt and we've got to base our money upon something that has value. There are other schemes and there are other ways of looking at it. It could be based upon on commodities or upon the real wealth of the country. But it can never be based upon debt. And that's the way we're based today. And that's why we are becoming sort of hollow and beginning to have... It's one of the reasons I think that the dollar is just going downhill so fast.
I literally think, you know, it's amazing now the dollar is rapidly approaching 80, and once it breaks 80 in relationship to the basket of currencies, I think it's going to be free fall from there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they can only keep pushing the stock market up artificially. People have to understand the stock market is being manipulated by the government, just as the price of the commodities are being manipulated by the government. But, of course, eventually they get to the point in a global society where they can't do that. And all you need is a few of the countries out there to say, we're not going to play this game any longer. We're going to look after ourselves here in South America.
Argentina recently paid off the International Monetary Fund, much to the shock of the international bankers.
What was that, Daniel?
I say Argentina recently paid off the International Monetary Fund, paid off their debt early, a year before they were expected to pay it. In fact, they were not expected to ever pay it. And they just reached deep, and by their own, by basically a very austere policy back home, they managed to pay off the International Monetary Fund debts early and shocked the international bankers. And
well, you know, several other countries in South America paid off their debt.
That's right, Brazil, I think.
And they're saying, we're not going to play your game anymore because debt is a means by which you control us. We don't want your control. We're going to organize our own independent units and get out from under the control of the Yankees who are here to take advantage of us.
Mm-hmm.
And the tragedy is, I believe that's absolutely true. And
not that the average
American really wants to exploit the people down there, but if you haven't read Confessions of an Economic Hitman, which we carry, or heard my interviews with Mr. John Perkins, who was actually employed by intelligence, we have a four-tape set unique with Perkins. You need to get the four-tape set. You need to get the book. You need to understand why these countries hate America. And, of course, then you need to help us help those countries become free and independent and prosperous.
Yes, indeed. And it's interesting. I was in Latin America last year, and I found myself in a position where, you know, people wanted to start off with attacking the United States. And when I would say, look, I'm just a political refugee, they understood completely. They became very sympathetic immediately. I thought it was the best defense, because I'm not about to defend the policy we've had towards Latin America. And Perkins has got a great book. People need to read that.
And the Confessions of an Economic Hitman. If you haven't read it, it's well worthwhile. And then
the
next one is called A Game as Old as Empire. And we have several interviews with the gentleman who was the editor of that, as they begin to interview other people who worked in the same capacity as John Perkins. That book is The Game as Old as Empire. Well, Daniel, what would you suggest for our people here in the United States? I mean, what can the average individual listening to this program do as far as helping prepare for what's going to happen next year when we have our elections? And, of course, we're going to have Tweedledum running against Tweedledee, and it's not going to make a better difference whether it's a Democrat or Republican who gets elected. They're both controlled by the same people.
Well, yeah, you put your finger right on it politically. When you own both or all of the horses in the race, it doesn't matter which one of them wins. The people can bet how they want to. Your horse is going to win. And the major candidates, with the exception of Ron Paul and a couple of other minor candidates, are all bought and paid for. It's a waste of time. It's a smokescreen. It keeps people busy, their thoughts busy. And I do encourage people to quit thinking about the national election in that way and educate themselves and their children to, first of all, to get out of debt, and secondly, to educate them through history, through, you know, accurate history, and then to get them involved in doing things that will be meaningful for the restoration of liberty in this country. So that, to me, means being active in something like the Constitution Party or in other endeavors. It doesn't have to be that. But trying to elect local candidates who understand the Constitution. And that may even mean running for office locally, where the elections are not controlled. Getting involved on a grassroots level, and let's try a little trickle-up theory, because the trickle-down hasn't been working.
Go right ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying did you hear me? The trickle-down theory has not been working. We need a little trickle-up theory here. And the people, basically, I think that they can be active in local elections. And particularly running as independents or Constitution Party where available, and educating their children to the issues of liberty.
Well, I certainly agree with you there. Okay. Well, look, I think that people have to be involved, and I think they've got to become informed. And I think probably the first and most important thing is that people have to learn about America. They have to learn about our form of government, and that's why we certainly work with the Institute of the Constitution and encourage them to learn the fundamentals of what was known about America, our way of life, 100 years ago and is never taught in schools today. Would you agree or disagree with that?
Oh, I agree 100%, and that is exactly what I'm saying, is that educating our children, getting out of debt individually, and then insisting that our cities, our counties, and our state get out of debt and live within its means economically, and that will be the best financial basis that we can face the future with, is to, and if you can elect city councilmen and county commissioners and state legislators who understand that grants are nothing more than a drug. They're not free money. That grant money is the equivalent to the body politic that cocaine is to the individual. We need to get off of these drugs known as quote, federal grants and state entitlements.
And any government that can provide whatever you want, it's got to be able to take whatever you have.
There you go.
And I think that's the first thing we've got to teach people. Hey, it's been great talking to you again. Thank you so very much for being with us, and please keep in touch. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps, as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, in herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
This is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and we do actually have a book that was written by Michael New. If you're interested in getting it, you can give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to get some of the other things we have, if you'd like to get our material on the Military Commission Act, if you'd like to certainly get some of the other things we have on concentration camps, we have a 4-tape set on concentration camps. We have a couple of videos on it. We have a concentration camp special. They really are planning on taking away our freedom here in the United States, and we can't allow that to happen. We've got to take a stand, and we've all got to be involved, because once freedom is lost, it will never be regained during our lifetime. So the most important thing we can do is educate people about the spiritual forces behind what's going on, and that's why my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness is so important. That's why my more recent talk, Forbidden Secret, will really help you to put things together. And then, of course, the video, actually these are DVDs, the Secret Mystery of America's Beginning, Riddles in Stone, one put out by Joe Schimmel, and that's entitled They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll, the 3-hour, the 4-hour, the 10-hour version of that. You need to get all of these things, and of course they are available by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Now, you've probably heard about The Secret. It's something which has been popularized by Oprah Winfrey and by Larry King and by Jack Canfield, who wrote The Chicken Soup Things, and Jim Carrey. And they're telling you that this is the way of the future. This is how you can get whatever you want. Well, what you're really doing is opening yourself up to demonic possession. What they tell you about this being passed down through the ages, the secret that's been passed down through the ages, is absolutely true. But, of course, people do not understand what's happening, and millions of Americans are opening themselves up to demonic possessions because there really is another dimension out there. That's why you need to get our new 4-tape set called The Secret Behind the Secret. That's The Secret Behind the Secret. You need to get that. And then, of course, my Forbidden Secret talk. Even though I did not know anything about Rhonda Burns and her program when I gave the talk, we're talking about the same secret and how it really has been passed down. But, of course, what it does, it will give you great power, but to the cost of your eternal salvation. So these two items, the Forbidden Secret and the DVD, and then The Secret Behind the Secret, which, of course, is a 4-tape set, you need to get this information. You need to help us get the information out that we are involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. You certainly want to get the 4-tape set, The Wisdom of Malachi Martin. You want to get a 4-tape set on Satanism and deliverance. You want to get our 4-tape set going into the background of the supernatural. And certainly you want to get a book that was written by Joanna Michelson on the beautiful side of evil, because she was a medium. And you need to have this information and then help us communicate it to others. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. If you haven't begun making your preparations, you know, for the difficult times that lie ahead, and ordered your emergency food supplies, or Berkey water filters, or the buckets, or certainly the tanks, the barrels that you need to store water, the pumps, or the wheat grinders, why, do it now. Don't put it off. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then please pray for America. Pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guest, and of course our guest this afternoon hopefully is going to be David Considine. And David has worked as an exorcist. Apparently he has worked in the past with Father Malachi Martin, who I'd had the privilege of meeting and working with. And then David actually has certainly worked within the structure of the Catholic Church, because at least certain portions of the Catholic Church understand the spiritual battle that's going on. Others, I fear, are on the other side, frankly dedicated to the dark side. So you have within the Catholic Church, but also within the Protestant Church and within the Jewish religion, this spiritual battle that's being played out. And of course, remember, the battle is being played out, in the economic field, it's being played out in the educational field, it's being played out in the entertainment field, and yet few people are really talking about the extent of this spiritual battle, which really is the common denominator behind everything that is happening. And this is the reason why we were over in the Middle East. We're not there for the oil primarily, although the oil is a benefit. We're not there primarily for Israel, as they would have you believe. We're not there primarily simply to make a lot of money for Halliburton and Carlyle. There are powerful spiritual forces that have drawn us into the Middle East, and I fear are going to be drawing us into an expanded conflict in the Middle East, despite the fact that neither the American people want it, nor the Iranian people, nor the people of the Muslim world. Well, with that as a background, Mr. Considine, are you there?
Hello, Dr. Stan. Thank you for having me.
Well, I'm glad to have you with us. And
oh, it's a joy.
Why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself? I understand that you knew Malachi Martin.
Yes, I worked with him a few times.
All right, fine. Well, because did you work with him when he was involved with exorcism? He really wasn't an exorcist, was he?
No, he was really you could call him a theologian. He held the traditional ways.
All right.
When the new Vatican Council, the Second Vatican Council, came about, he was one of those who felt that they went a little too far. He pulled away.
All right, fine. Of course, he wrote a wonderful book.
And many others.
Well, I was thinking of one, The Hostage of the Devil. That was the first one first time I'd ever heard of Malachi Martin. And sometime we'll tell the story about what happened to my wife when she sat down in the bed in the hotel room over there in Hawaii and started to read that book, because it almost frightened her to death. But for a very good reason.
In Hawaii?
Right.
Yes, we did receive the case out of Hawaii.
You did, really?
Yes. Once in a while, someone will take one of the stones from the volcanoes. Strange things start happening.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was once in a while we get some eclectic cycles.
Well, why don't you tell us how you got started in this?
Well, I actually had an experience when I was very young. I was around 12 years old. I was behind my parents' house. There was some history about that area that I did not know about at that time. I found out later. I was fishing in one particular night. It was actually coming to nightfall.
Okay, if you wouldn't mind just holding the mouthpiece on the telephone just a little further away, come to be more clear. Go ahead.
Coming through a little strong. Well, I was around 12 years old. I was fishing one particular night, and I was just finishing up, and I wanted to go back home. Off to my left-hand side, I saw something black come across the ground. And as it came up to me, it came in, you know, maybe about 5 or 6 feet away from me. It rose up like a pillar. It scared me. I didn't know what this was, and I ran from there.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here with David Considine. Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD. Cartavite is a synergistic 7-herb combination, a tonic for life, for your heart, but for your whole body, to detoxify, rejuvenate, and stimulate tissue regeneration of all your cells and organs. Call for info at 888-212-8871 to order, or online at Nutrimedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com. There's 7 amazing herbs. Cayenne to stimulate nutrient absorption and peripheral vasculature. Garlic with allicin and 33 sulfur-containing amino acids. 17 amino acid cellular mitochondrial protection with germanium. Hawthorn with flavonoid polycyanidins and triterpenes for heart, vascular, brain, and nervous system and immune protection from peroxynitrate free radicals. Milk thistle for silymarin to inhibit toxins and stimulate liver detox. Ginkgo biloba for the microcirculation and beta receptors for heart and vascular protection. And bilberry to act as an anti-inflammatory and free radical neutralizer. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. Again, 888-212-8871.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water. A world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
This is Dr. Stan. Go right ahead.
Okay. We're back. now, in meeting these individuals, you become involved with their work also. So I learned the field work is really where you learn in this subject, in religious demonology and exorcism. You can learn from books, but just being there and experiencing it for yourself and experiencing it with individuals that are already learned, it's very important. It's a very dangerous subject. You have a lot of individuals out there that go in it haphazardly. And this is not to say that anyone is going into it and putting themselves in jeopardy on purpose. It's just that they may not know what could be there. There are certain places that have a history to them. It may draw these demonic-type entities, and they can latch on to you. You could be at a state in your life where you're weakened, and they can move in. They can follow you home. You can move into a home that may have a history, and maybe the family's in some type of disruption. Some quarrel is going on. There's this emotional upheaval. It starts to work its way in. You know, so in any case, you just have to be careful. But I learn from these individuals, and I learn how to protect myself. And also, I must add that my parents and my grandmother, God rest her soul, she prayed for me. And I learned, you know, from my parents also, you know, how to with this. Oh, I don't know what that is. Is this sound coming through? I'm sorry about that. I learned from them also how to protect myself. And in that, I started to work with this over the years, becoming involved with cases. And then after a while, I started to be more so inclined in starting my own group. So I started Phantasm in 1994. And this was designed to help individuals, looking at this on a research level, but also bringing in the proper authorities where we need help for these individuals, be it that it's an individual or a family.
All right, fine. Well, Krista, how prevalent is this demonic possession? How prevalent are these hauntings, as you described them?
I would say, on average, with the cases that we have coming in, on average, we're receiving probably between 5 and 6 cases that are for real, be it that it's demonic infestation or a possible case of possession, oppression, or obsession, you know, at any one of the 3 stages. And the 3 stages are basically the intercession of the demonic in the person's life. It's the stage where it starts off where the person, well, for example, they'll start off with a Ouija board, and they think they're contacting something that it's appearing as a young boy. Maybe the girl is, we'll just say a female is contacting something through a Ouija board or something. That'll start off, and it'll entice them to further this, and this is the obsession. And the stage of oppression is where it's starting to impede on the person's life. It's changed at this point in time. And the full possession is when the person is under total control of this entity. And the prevalency, and really it's hard to say, but I would say 80% of our cases that come in are real, I would say.
Oh, of course. Do you do this full-time, or do you have another occupation?
Full-time.
Are you able to make a living doing this?
I lecture.
You lecture, okay. And so basically then you are available for lectures, and people will have you come in and you explain to this. A lot of people are skeptical about this because, you know, sometimes when I tell people that there is another dimension out there, that there really are these beings from the other dimension, they sort of look at you with this sort of blank stare as if to say, what planet did you come from? Next thing you have to tell me, is it UFOs are real? And I have to say, well, Yep, there they are, but they're part and parcel of the same situation.
Oh, they sure are. That's the satanic delusion. What better way to come into our world and present themselves and to be accepted? Now, if you accept them, if we'll say, for example, there are those that believe that these quote-unquote aliens seeded the earth, and that's how we came to be. Now, if you put all of your stock in that, you've pulled yourself completely away from God. You've separated yourself. Be it whatever religious background you come from, you cannot gain that protection because you've pulled yourself away. And it doesn't matter what religious background you are. Once you've lost that faith, there's no protection.
And I think the difficulty is that so many of our young people today are victims of their education that has destroyed their faith in God. They've been taught evolution is real, that we all evolved from a lower form of life, from a little slime in a pond, and somehow that became the human beings. It takes a lot of faith to believe that. But that if you don't believe in the Bible, how can you possibly believe that there is another spiritual dimension to life? And if you don't understand that, you can't understand anything going on today.
The human usually falls into circular reasoning. You know, even as you describe with evolution, we ask the question, well, how do you date the fossils? We date it by the geological column. Well, how do you date the different levels of the geological column? By the fossils. So it's circular reasoning. It doesn't make any sense.
So well, sometimes I think we live in a world gone mad, otherwise I'm absolutely certain we do. But be that as it may, we have to deal with the reality that so many people will watch a television program like The Medium, and they will accept that this is real, that there's these very nice, attractive blonde lady who has these dreams and can get this information for her dreams and help the DA get the bad guys. But when we begin to explain that this, of course, occurs at every level of life, well, they really can't carry it over from television to the reality, and yet the television program is based on a true life story of a woman named Alison DeVore.
Yes. And these individuals, from time to time, there are these individuals that are, for whatever reason, are given this knowledge. There was a gentleman, David Booth, and for 10 days, actually 10 days prior to a crash that happened back in the 70s, I'm not sure if you're familiar with this, he had dreams for 10 days prior to this crash, and he had contacted the airport and described to them what he saw. And unfortunately, when that dream ended on the 10th day, the crash did happen, unfortunately. But no one knew which plane it was going to be. But I do believe that at certain times people do receive this knowledge, but you have to be very careful where it's coming from. You know, even in using a Ouija board or any type of divination, you know, as we're probably going to go into in this program, you have to be very careful where that information is coming from. It's like flipping through a phone book, and you just shove your hand in those pages, and you're dialing the first number you come to. You don't know who you're talking to. You don't know where you're receiving this information from. I've had cases where family members appeared to someone in a home. It was not the family member. I can say that happens all the time. It may be a family member. But in most cases, I would have to say, being fair in it, usually in that case, when the person sees a family member, they desire to see them again. Sometimes it may happen once. Very rarely is it ever going to happen twice. If it does come back, be very wary. Be very cautious.
Well, don't you really think that most of these are demonic manifestations? After all, we're told in the scriptures, it's given but once to die, and then the judgment. So most of these manifestations, post-death manifestations, really demonic spirits,
yes,
posing, you know, as a family member.
Yes. I have been involved with the case. I don't want this to be too long for you, but the case involved a young girl that had passed away from cancer. Her father had, on the night she died, he bought her a balloon. Now, the balloon obviously never made it to the young girl. He never made it to the hospital room on time. So the young girl's balloon that she was to receive was put into her room. During the interview with this family, because different things were happening in this house, just to make a long story short, during the interview, as we were sitting at the table, this balloon was lying in the upper part of the house. It was one of those chromium balloons that says happy birthday. Different things on it. I don't remember exactly what it said on it. But this balloon, on video, floats from that room, down the hallway, down the stairs, through the living room, into the area where we were, and had come to rest between the mother and father.
Well, of course, this is not something that the average person really wants to get involved with. If you don't have, you know, certainly God's protection, you're dealing with these things, you too can become possessed if you don't have a circle of people praying for you. I mean, you are on the front lines of a terrible, you know, battle against evil forces that even many, many Catholic priests have succumbed to. And certainly, I know Protestant ministers who have gotten into this, and they themselves have become demonically possessed.
I've met individuals from multi-denominations that were very, very pious and very good at what they've done. But I've noticed that they don't remain for very long. I've been doing this for about 20 years, but it's not that direct contact. If the case is at that level, I bring it directly to the proper authorities. I know where my boundaries are. I work under the authority of Bishop Robert McKenna, but I know where my boundaries are. That's a security in my life and in my line of work. I know how far to go.
All right, fine. You're going to have to tell me who the bishop is. Where is his diocese?
He is in Stepney, Connecticut.
All right.
Actually, it's in Monroe, but it's actually Stepney, Connecticut. He's at Our Lady of the Rosary Chapel. If the show's earlier, actually like yours is, you may be able to get him on. I could probably help you to arrange that.
All right, fine. So basically, Chris, you're working under the authority of the Catholic Church, and how do you know when you better back off? What's your first clue that this is really going to be beyond your ability?
Well, it really would be in the testing of the individual. And what I mean by this is that there are certain things that I would rather not go into because I don't want someone to do this.
All right, fine. Well, then it's all right. You don't have to give us anything that would be too sensitive.
When they start exhibiting enormous amounts of strength, if they start speaking in languages that they could not possibly know, once I have those signs, once I realize for a fact that this person is definitely under the control of something, be it whatever it may be, that's when I pass it on.
And I think really one of the most amazing things I knew when I first began studying this realization that these people would suddenly be able to speak Chinese or these are illiterate people, something, or they'd speak Russian or in an entirely foreign language that they had never heard of. And when you hear that, you realize this is a frank possession, isn't it?
They're speaking ancient Aramaic.
Ancient Aramaic.
Not too many individuals know how to speak that.
All right, fine. And so, basically, these demons are pretty smart. This is not imaginary. It's real. And would even, of course, be, would not be significant in this, except it permeates every aspect of our society, even some of the key people at every level of our government today.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Ken Anderson from Midas, May 25th, 2007, gold 653, ounce gold coins could be purchased for $674.22, $332.70 for half, or $166.35 for quarter. That's $674.22, $332.70, and $166.35. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollar has fallen to 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. Loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Corsi's Iran Leads Attack Against the U.S. Dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you know the fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drills?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-441-3955. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 schools already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language guaranteed. Choose from 29 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-441-3955. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-441-3955. That's 1-800-441-3955.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap, all natural, earth-friendly, No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calvin Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calvin Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Well, go right ahead and pick up the story there.
The daughter of the woman who owned the house prior. Now, the woman that we were working with did not have this knowledge, but the woman prior who owned the home, her daughter was practicing Satanism. When the woman that we were in contact with talked to her neighbor, she found out the history. She found out about the person that owned the house prior and the problem with the daughter, because she would go to local neighbors and say that there was things moving around her house while her daughter was doing this in her room. They ended up moving out at one point in time, and the house was unoccupied for 2 years. The woman we worked with bought the house. Now, like I said, I mentioned before, she had a daughter and a son. She had met a very, very nice young gentleman. He had moved into the home. And after residing in the home for a few months, the daughter, sleeping in her room one particular night, had this vision of a young girl dressed in a 1950s type outfit. This woman would stand next to her. This girl would stand next to her bed. Here at the doorway, her bed was very close to the door. Her eyes would bulge, and she would say certain things to her to scare her. Her eyes would start bulging, as I said, and she would get over the top of her, and she would breathe this putrid air into her face. This is just causing fear. This is to get the person so they feel uncomfortable. Of course, anyone's going to feel uncomfortable at this point in time, but this was the beginning. Now, the daughter was really frightened about this. She traded rooms with her brother. Kind of humorous, actually. The brother started to have things happen to him. Now, he was 8 years old. What he perceived was not what the sister perceived. He perceived two small dwarf-like individuals that would walk out of his closet. They had pails of paint. They were trying to entice him because he liked the finger paint. They know how you tick. When you deal with the demonic, they know us better than we know ourselves. In this instance, they were presenting themselves to the child as something pleasurable. But after a period of time, they frightened him. They would keep him up at night. When I met this young boy, when we first initially got there, he had bags under his eyes like a little old man. He was not sleeping at night. But I must add also that it progressed through the family. The mother had experienced blood coming from the walls. Almost horribly type stuff. But these effects are produced to create a sense of unrest, uneasiness, fear. Now, she's locked into this house. She'd spent all of her money on this house. It knows you can't leave. So now it starts to increase this attack. After a while, she's getting attacked where she's being held down by her throat and in the bed, restrained. She's feeling these hands on her. The different family members are going through this, but they're not experiencing the same thing. It got to a point where they just could not take it anymore.
Well, I can understand that. I mean, something like that would happen if it would frighten anybody to death.
I have a woman right now in Massachusetts. Her cheekbone is crushed in. Matter of fact, we were to do an interview with her the other night, and we could not because she was thrown down a flight of stairs.
So sometimes, of course, these demons can become really, very, really, very, very violent.
Oh, yes, but let me say this about this to finish up that case. The mother had contacted us. To this day, we don't know how she had gotten a hold of us, because at that point in time, we were as well known as we are now. We're doing the TV shows and whatnot. And that's why we do them, because if we didn't, no one would know that we were there. So we do them. We try to do them the proper way. And Discovery Channel, New Dominion Pictures, they really do a great job. The producer of New Dominion Pictures is a great man. He's very spiritualistic. He's very, very devout to his work. So we appreciate that. He's a great man. But back to the case again, once again. The mother had contacted us. She had prayed to Padre Pio. She had made this initial contact through the email. We had set up an interview with her, and she explained what was occurring. Now, this is when we had started doing the research and found out what happened on the property. Of course, we did not tell her about that because it would just frighten her more. But we kept this in the back of our mind, and we knew what we were dealing with. We were dealing with a demonic infestation. We knew we needed to get there. Now, in that time, we had to arrange equipment to be sent out. We had arranged with her, the woman in California, to have this equipment shipped to her. So it was this process, all these things coming together. We finally had gotten there. We spent the night there. We spent I was in the bathroom area, and I had a power rod that actually had it was screwed into the wall. It actually came out of the wall and hit me in the head. Also, at one point in time, I was laying on the floor while observing the monitors. And a large fist, like, I can't describe it really to you like a hammer or a fist, but it was a large boom next to my head. At that point in time, within that split second, I was raised up, without bending my knees, was raised up from the floor, levitated to my feet. I don't know if this was angelic to gain my attention so I was able to defend myself in some way, or was it the power of the demon in the home? I don't know to this day. But it was quite frightening just on that first night. And we had spent a week in this home. Within 5 to 6 days, we were thoroughly convinced that there was something going on in the home, obviously. So I had the permission from Bishop McKenna, and I had brought the proper articles with me, the holy incense and the rite of the minor form of exorcism, and I had the permission from Bishop McKenna. This was initiated. We had gone through the whole house. The wife, the mother, I should say, had saw the black entity pass through the wall as we were walking through the home.
Hold on, we'll be right back here.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
I need to get my feet in shape for summer. But every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Car Drug, H-E-B grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex.
This is Dr. Stan, and David was simply describing this amazing experience it had. Was that the one that they actually covered in the Discovery Channel?
That is correct.
And, of course, eventually, of course, the conflict with the demon, the levitation, it's an amazing story. If you'd like to get the complete tape, it is available. And eventually, of course, after praying and, of course, calling upon the demon under the authority of Jesus Christ to actually depart. Why the demon did go and was that the end of it as far as that area was concerned?
That is correct. There were some initial effects afterwards, but that's to be expected. Usually within a week, everything. The only way I can describe it to you is as though you fill the glass full of smoke and you wave your hand over the top of it, and you're just wasting out smoke and just waiting for it to go away. It has to lift. And after a few days to a week, it's gone. It's usually the feeling is a little unsure at that point in time, so it's kind of hard to tell what is still there, what is still remaining. So it takes just a little while, but usually after a few days to a week, it's okay.
Well, because you work completely under the authority of your bishop.
Yes.
Well, are there other similar stories of this sort that they have Discovery Channel cover other ones, or just this one?
Sure. Also the Diabolical. Also Hell House. Other cases I was involved with.
Well, why don't you tell us about the Diabolical or about Hell House?
The Diabolical involved a case in Newburgh, New York. This was in the Hudson Valley of New York. Have you ever been in that area?
No, I haven't. I know that's a question that was very important as far as the original flora and studies was concerned, but
yes.
Go right ahead.
This area has a long history. It's very, very old. Now, this particular case involved a young mother. She was recently divorced, and she had quite a few children. One of her children was microcephalic, and this means that the child's head is not quite developed as it would be at different ages. It's a little smaller. You usually don't pick up on this you don't really see it until later on in life. Around the age of 12, 13, they start really forming as an adult. The head will slow because mild retardation. I'm sure you could explain it a lot better than I could. But this child in this home that this mother had acquired was in contact with this particular spirit. Now, this spirit obviously was residing in this home, had been there for whatever reason. We did not find out really the reason why this spirit was attached to this home, but we know that it was using this child, who did not know what right and wrong was. So the child could not become possessed, and I want people to understand that when they're watching that. It wasn't the child was possessed, because you have to know right and wrong to be possessed. It has to be a willingful act. You have to let it into your life. But bearing all that, this child was a gateway, and the whole family was being affected. This entity started to react upon the mother, and after a period of time, she became very distraught, but she wanted to keep her life as normal as possible. She had met a man along the way and became friends with him. He had come over to the home, and they liked each other, and the relationship was building at this point in time. He found himself to be slightly gifted psychically. I don't know how much so, but he had said that he felt something in the home. He suggested to her that they use a Ouija board. Now, they had used the Ouija board on one particular occasion. This was on the same night, but they used it twice. The first time that they used the Ouija board, two names, AJ, and there was another name, for the life of me, I can't think of it at the moment, and one of the names was AJ. And it came through the first time, and they only had gotten the names. On the second attempt with the Ouija board, all they had gained were blasphemy, foul words, everything that was foul came through that board, and they just were very, very frightened at this point in time. They had some physical effects that happened in that room at that particular time. They were very, very frightened. The husband, the boyfriend, I should say, at that time, had taken the Ouija board and went outside and burned the Ouija board. One thing I have to say to your audience, if you do use a Ouija board, don't be embarrassed to contact somebody who knows what they're doing in the proper disposal of this. This man burned this Ouija board. This does nothing. All it does is just burn the physical object. The gateway is still open. When he burned that Ouija board, he let loose what they had contacted fully. This just gained a stronghold in their life quicker than it ever would. It just expedited this. Now, the effects that they had were horrible, absolutely horrible. They were laying in bed, and a man with slick back black hair and mustache would appear upside down at the where the bedroom entry point was, upside down in the doorway. His head would come upside down, like I'm describing to you, and would be looking into the room and looking back and forth and frightening them. At one point in time, one of the children saw a face come through the wall And it's presented as the wall stretching in the film, but really it just came through the wall. Physical matter doesn't mean anything to these things. So it just came through the wall, would frighten these children, would appear in the window. Now, as this went on, they wanted to find out, how can we, help ourselves? So they contacted a group. They had this one person come in. This person was gifted. They had come down and actually were in the contact with them before the person actually came down. The person suggested to them that they put white powder on the floor because they were getting all these different effects. And they wanted to, this person suggested to them, well, if you put white powder on the floor, it's possible that you might be able to pick up footprints or something of this nature. So they did do this. Now, the woman had come down, and when she did finally come down to meet them physically, they showed her what was written on the floor, and it had said, Lilith. Now, they didn't know what that meant. They asked her, do you know what this means? And she said to them, I do. I think I do. She says, you don't know anybody named Lilith, right? And they had said to her, no. She said, I can't involve myself with this case. And she walked up the stairs, as you see in the movie. They said, why? Why can't you help us? That's my daughter's name. Now, we see the demonic already interceding. It's cutting down their help. Now, the first help that they had contacted, it just wiped it clean. There's no help there. So now they contacted somebody else after that. That group came in and became very, very frightened also from the effects in the home. That help went away too. Now they're feeling a sense of dread and doom. Where are they going to go? Fortunately for them, the second group that had come in didn't leave them fully. They knew me, and they had called me and said that this was a little bit over their heads, and if I wouldn't mind coming down and talking to them. I became involved with the case in April of 1999 after a phone call from, well, I was obviously talking with the other group, but I also had received a phone call from the family, from the mother and the boyfriend. At that time, they're married now, that's why I'm getting confused, because they are married now. But I had gone to the house. We had talked to them, we interviewed them, and we set up our equipment. During that time, we had one of our investigators, during the investigation, thrown down a flight of stairs. Now, that wasn't the only thing that happened in that. What's presented in that show is that we had one of our investigators who had looked up, and when they presented in the movie, I'm trying to go through the movie because I know people like all that. So he's looking up, and he saw what they saw in their doorway, that man with the slick back black hair and that mustache. He presented himself to one of my investigators the same way. He described this to us. He was very frightened at this time because it was just unexpected. It wasn't too long after we had gotten to the house. When you go into a case and you're already seeing these effects, it affects you. And I don't mean to sound, I don't mean to be repetitious here, but it's, when you go to a case, you're saying to yourself, well, we're going to do an interview, we're going to do an investigation, we're going to find out what's going on here. You're not expecting to have stuff happen right off the bat. It doesn't always happen that way, but when it does, obviously, there's something bad happening here, and you need to get help to these people. So, after we had initially done this, after the fall of one of my researchers, and also what my other researcher had seen himself, I had come to the conclusion that this family, even at that time, they needed help. So in that, we needed to find out what was the entry point. And at this point in time, we didn't know really which way to go. So we had brought somebody in. I had an idea of where it was coming through because the initial contact with the door, and as the interviews went on, we had found out that she described these multiple in her way, she was able to verbalize very, very slightly. It wasn't something where she was able to talk to you and conjugate sentences and whatnot, but she was able to point out certain things. What we found out was that it was appearing to her as Chucky. This was a cartoon. It was a Rugrats cartoon, and she would watch this with her brothers and sisters. And we had gotten some books, and we tried to see if we can find out what it was appearing like, and we basically honed it down to it was appearing as this Rugrats character. It was very enticing to her, and she was the entry point. And this was definitely something that was locked in after we brought in someone who's psychically gifted. I shouldn't say psychically gifted. Someone who has the gift of spiritual discernment. And we did find out that she was the entry point. I didn't really want to take too much time with this because it was children involved. And any time you have a case where there's children involved, you try to expedite it as quick, you try to go as quick as possible. So I had spoken with Bishop Rob McKenna, and we set up a date for the exorcism to occur, and the exorcism of the home, and to shut down this gateway, three dull booms that were heard that came from the lower part of this house during the exorcism. And it was heard by Bishop Robert McKenna. But we were able to help the family. It's presented at the end that it leaves you a little bit in question if it's still there, but it is gone. So that was just Hollywood giving you a little fright.
Well, of course, you know, there are two or three responses to these stories. One would be total disbelief. It's just not true. The second would be, you know, of course, gee, that sounds really exciting. I'd like to be able to do something about that. But this is not something that most people should be dabbling in, is it? What would you be your advice to people who seem are intrigued by what you're saying, and yet, of course, I certainly would never even consider getting involved in something of this sort. I think you have to have a special gift or training or selection by our Lord to do this sort of work you're doing. Would that be a fair statement?
Well, let me say this. If you are ever inclined to witness an exorcism, you let me know. I would be glad to have you.
All right, fine. Well, but for the average individual out there, I mean, for the average individual who hears this story and they're sort of intrigued by it, and yet, of course, this would be a terrifying experience, wouldn't it?
I would say, do anything else but this.
Looking back on your life, I know it does, but are you glad that you're doing what you're doing, or do you feel that you've been called to do it and that's why you do it?
I think that I have a small part in the grand scheme of things, and I think that I was called to do this. I believe that my family, being that they were very, very devout in their faith, I think that that helped me. But I think ultimately I have to say that I was drawn to it, and that I was given this grace.
And, of course, you mentioned about the Ouija board. A lot of people think that's just, you know, that's a game.
Mm.
But it isn't a game, is it?
No. There's a very good book. It's called Ouija Board, the Most Dangerous Game. That's what it's called. I couldn't think of the name for a second. You can still get it. It's on Amazon, Barnes & Noble.
And, of course, with the Ouija board, you can actually begin to access these demonic spirits. But that's the last thing that you want to do, because, of course, this could be the entry point for that into your life or into your home, can't it?
Sure. And it's not really the Ouija board, per se. It's not that these things are evil, per se. It's your willful acceptance of this unknown force into your life. Why not just use your own God-given common sense?
Well, I think, you know, increasingly, people are looking for excitement there, but they don't understand that this is a deadly reality, and I really believe it, Chris. There really are demonic spirits out there that are in search of the souls of men. And, of course, you open yourself, they're there to take over. Would that be a fair statement?
They are jealous of you. And they want you dead. They want you dead physically, and they want you dead spiritually.
And, of course, really, if they can destroy your faith, and, you know, I really believe that these demonic spirits are, you know, one reason why so many ministers get into problems, that these demonic spirits really will target ministers, and they'll target Catholic priests, and of course, anybody who really, you know, is there working for God. Would that be a fair statement?
Yes. And may I add something now that I'm thinking of it?
Go right ahead.
I'm going to warn individuals out there that if they don't have to come to us, but if they go to anyone for help, be very, very careful if they're charging you for their services. Now, I'm not talking about donations. Donations are good. They keep things going. But if they charge you, be very, very careful.
All right. Now, what about a website? Do you have a website or some means by which people can get in touch with you?
Yes, I do. My website is www.phantasmpsiresearch.com. And that's phantasmpsiresearch.com.
All right, fine. And of course, why did you call it phantasm?
We have felt in the Latin and also in the English that it stands for the spiritual. People can lock onto that. Why, obviously, is the unknown. In research, well, that's what we...
And, of course, have you done any scientific studies on this, or is this mostly simply a spiritual approach to these truly demonic spirits, which can actually haunt houses and certainly haunt individuals?
Oh, yes. We use quite a bit of equipment. Infrared, we use ultraviolet, we use line analyzers to be able to see what the frequency is in maybe a voice or a sound. We've come to the conclusion that these ethereal sounds, if they are below 300 hertz, we're looking at something that cannot be produced by the human vocal cords. We also look for trickery. Sometimes you may have someone call you up, and you're going to a particular house, and maybe they want to write a book, or maybe they want to just be somebody. Maybe they're, for whatever reason. So we have to be very careful.
And, of course, what you're really saying is they're trying to deceive you and try to make you appear to be foolish.
That's correct.
Well, of course, there are a lot of people out there who say this thing really doesn't exist. What do you say to the people who say, I don't believe this could be true?
I hope they never do find out.
Well, of course, I think it's important people understand there is a spiritual dimension. It's not imaginary. It is really the place where so much of the battle for the survival of Western civilization is being fought. And it's a battle for the souls of men. And do some people actually give in to these demons? And
yes,
let them go?
They become perfectly possessed, as my teacher, Malachi Martin, would say.
And I certainly miss Malachi. We've had a lot of wonderful conversations with him. And do you have any recorded conversations?
Yes. I don't have them right now, but if we'll do a show at a later time, I could have something prepared.
All right, fine. Well, we would certainly do that. You hang on here.
Sure.
And I guess, of course, it's been David Considine. And, of course, he has actually a ministry, Fantasia.
Impasm.
Research.com. Is that right?
It's www.phantasmpsiresearch.com.
Okay, there we are.
It's hard to say, I know.
And what if you need it, we'll be glad to get it for you. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company that provides unique technology to transform water. The Electrolyze Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular degenerative illness. Electrolyze water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyze Plus alkalinizing miracle rejuvenating water concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I with an I, medical.com.
This is Dr. Stan. Anybody who would like to get the complete tape, it is available from Radio Liberty. Of course, we do talk through the breaks there. But certainly, David is a fascinating guest, and the message he has is fascinating. And, of course, as we were talking, you know, he was just saying he doesn't have a lot of book learning. He hasn't been to a major university like Oxford or Cambridge or other places like that. And I commented, maybe you're a lot better off, because sometimes too much education can destroy your faith. And what we need is a personal faith, not built upon book learning, but upon the realization that there really is God, there really is a spiritual battle, and you have to know which side of that battle you're on. So I hope you enjoyed our interview with David Considine. And then, of course, we do have a number of four-tape sets that touch on this. Certainly we have the four-tape set on the supernatural. Interviews with a gentleman on Aleister Crowley, and certainly with Joanna Michelson. That's the four-tape set on the supernatural. We have a four-tape set on Satanism and deliverance. We carry, of course, the books Satanic Crimes. We carry the book Programmed to Kill. And, of course, many of these people are victims of satanic ritual abuse and, of course, have been programmed to carry out some of the most heinous crimes you can imagine. Now, the reason we carry these things is because we want you to understand that there really is a spiritual battle going on for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And we're not just talking about haunted houses. We're talking about people at the highest levels of government who will create wars and send our boys off to fight and bleed and suffer and die, in wars that they're never to be allowed to win. We talk about the mass murders as they had, certainly in Russia, where between 40 and 60 million people were murdered by Satanists and by a satanic movement. Of course, not everybody involved was a Satanist, but certainly Marx was involved, and Lenin was deeply involved in the occult. All of these people at the top are involved in the occult, and this is why they do what they do, because they're energized by evil. And of course, if you'd like to get into the background of Marx, we carry a book called Marx and Satanism, or Satanism and Marx. And then, of course, you want to get my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness. You want to get my talk on Forbidden Secret. And these things will all help you to recognize what's going on. We've put together a great four-tape set on The Secret, which is being pushed by Rhonda Burns. Millions of copies of a DVD and book are out there. You can buy the book at Costco, and it's introduced literally tens of millions of Americans to Frank Introduction to Demonism, A1 Introduction. You need to understand what it's about, and you need to understand how to counter it. And the four-tape set we have is The Secret Behind the Secret. And then, of course, you'll want to get my talk on The Forbidden Secret. These things will all help you better to understand the true nature of the battle we're involved in today. And then, of course, we hope you'll go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. And, of course, you listen to our programs there 5 hours a day, directly or indirectly. You, of course, can go to Global Star at www.globalstar. Go to Channel 4 and you can listen to programs 9 hours a day. You won't get much done, but at least you'll begin to get a glimpse of the true nature of the battle that we're being drawn into increasingly and what lies ahead for America. And, of course, things are going to get a lot worse, and as we've said many times, that is the best thing in the world, because unless things get bad, the average American is not going to be concerned. And as things do get worse, then you're going to have to learn how to be there, how to begin to get people educated. Again, our number 1-800-544-8927.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, host of the NutraMedical Report, Monday to Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, Sundays 8 to 10 p.m. on GCN. You can call at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I, medical.com. You'll hear the latest in natural healing anti-aging solutions, stem cell research, depleted uranium recovery, vaccine dangers, GMO frankenfoods, heart disease and cancer recovery, H5N1 flu and the civil defense from chemical, biological, and nuclear weapons, global warming and globalist plans of the New World Disorder.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
From the Information Radio Network, I'm John Russell. Israel's military gets the go-ahead for more Gaza operations. More from correspondent Mark Levy, reporting from Tel Aviv.
Israel's military will send troops into Gaza on pinpoint operations to stop rocket attacks, in addition to the airstrikes of militants. That's the decision by the Israeli government, the latest drive to stop the daily attacks after an Israeli was killed yesterday. But Prime Minister Ehud Olmert is warning his people there's no way to stop the rockets altogether. They're primitive, homemade, easy to set up, and quick to fire. Militants often set them up between Gaza houses to stop Israel from attacking.
A homicide car bomber has struck a busy commercial district in central Baghdad. Police and hospital officials say at least 21 people were killed.